This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Greetings, greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and belated St. Patrick's Day greetings to you all.
My name is McNamara. I'm the leader of the band. Although we're few in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play to funerals, we play the march from Saul.
Oh, the drums go bang and the cymbals clang and the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee tootles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
Right now we are rehearsing for a very swell affair. The annual celebration, all the gentry will be there. When General Grant to Ireland came, he took me by the hand. Says he, I never saw the lights of McNamara's band.
Oh, the drums go bang and the cymbals clang and the horns they blaze away. McCarthy bumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee tootles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
My name is Uncle Julius, and from Sweden I did come to play with McNamara's band and beat the big bass drum. And when I march along the street, the ladies think I'm grand. They shout, "There's Uncle Julius playing and with an Irish band." Oh, I wear a bunch of shamrocks and a uniform of green. And I'm the funniest looking Swede that you have ever seen. There are O'Briens and Ryans and Sheens and Means, they come from Ireland. But by Yemeni, I am the only Swede in McNamara's band. Oh, the drums go bang and the cymbals clang and the horns they blaze away. But Carthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes to play. And Hennessy, Tennessee doodles the flute and the music is something grand.
A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
Ah, wonderful, Bing. And did you have a nice St. Patrick's Day, Mr. Crosby?
Just fine, Ken. A rather quiet one, though. However, after the show, I may drop by Pat O'Brien's house just to see if I can still take it.
Oh, no.
See how rough I am. If I can handle that routine, I'm in good shape.
Enthusiasm should be running high about now, Pat's, I'd say.
Well, yes. Everyone who's still on his feet should be fairly enthusiastic. I might even say boisterous.
You might even say riotous.
Right. You know, Ken, there's a real interesting article on St. Patrick's Day in Ireland in Look magazine.
Oh, is that the Look magazine with a picture of you and Judy Garland on the cover?
Well, yes. Now that you mention it, I wasn't going to...
Should I also mention that you received the Look magazine award for the best movie actor of the year?
Not just now. Let's stay on the subject.
All right.
This article in Look is titled St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, and it says that to honor their nation's patron saint, the Irish close their saloons, fill the churches, and they pray for their relatives who go parading on New York's Fifth Avenue and honor the saint with a dram.
Is that on the level?
That's what it says in Look.
Oh, that is news. Golly, maybe we ought to phone Pat O'Brien, Bill Frawley, and Frank McHugh, Bill Gargan, George Murphy, and Dennis Day, and Johnny Burke, and Leo McCary, and everybody out of O'Brien's house, and tell them they ought to stop the celebration.
Well, stopping that party with a telephone call would be like stopping a charging rhinoceros by slapping him across the snout with a slice of calf's liver.
I guess you're right.
A party like that just doesn't stop, boy. It has to burn out, you know, like a peat bog fire.
Well,
tempers and smolders.
More power to him. Hooray for the Irish, I say.
I'll throw in a hooray myself, Ken, but I tell you, New York City's the place where they really celebrate St. Patrick's.
I've heard about that. Gee, imagine being there to celebrate with Pat Harrington, Bert Wheeler, Jackie Gleason, Toots Shore.
Tootsie must be a case by now. Gee, how I'd like to have my Blue Cross all paid up and drop in at Toots's tonight. Or Billy's Gaslight Steakhouse on First Avenue, or Joe King's on Third Avenue, or Dinty Moore's, or Cavanaugh's, or Frankie and Johnny's, or the Chop Suey Palace.
But the Chop Suey Palace, that's like a Chinese restaurant.
Yes.
Well, will they be celebrating St. Patrick's Day there?
They better be.
I see what you mean.
As a matter of fact, several years ago, I dropped in at the Chop Suey Palace on St. Patrick's Eve, and they served me some delicious egg roll with little shamrocks laced throughout.
What do you know? Hooray for the Irish.
Hooray for the ole. There, we're running the gamut here, aren't we? Irish, the Chinese, the Spanish.
What linguists we are.
Oh, yes, but now some music.
This was written by Mr. Preston Foster. You're acquainted with him, I'm sure.
Yes.
It's called Two Shillelagh O'Sullivan. This is Irish with sort of a Western decor.
O'Sullivan.
Ah, he was a mighty man. Listen to what I'm telling you now. Mighty, mighty man.
Shillelagh O'Sullivan.
There's many a man that rode a horse across the western plain. There's never been one like the Irishman. O'Sullivan was the name. He never packed his suit and iron. The need he never felt. But two shillelaghs always there. A-hanging on his belt.
Oh, yippee-ki-yi-yo, me pucko.
Big order and yippee-ki-yo.
To Shillelagh O'Sullivan, he'd give any man a go.
Ah, the shillelagh. Of course, you know, we call it the Tipperary rifle. You never have to reload it. This bronco-busting Irishman from the sod of Erin's Isle was after living peaceful-like, he always wore a smile. But when the smile was leaving him, in a fight he'd come unwound. Bad cess to any crossing him, they'd wind up on the ground.
Oh, yippee-ki-yi-yo, me pucko.
Oh, big order and yippee-ki-yo.
To Shillelagh O'Sullivan, he'd give any man a go.
Why, he was so strong, O'Sullivan, he could put his right hand in his own left hip pocket, and he could hold himself out at arm's length.
No man can do that.
It's O'Sullivan I'm talking about.
Oh, well, he could.
At throwing a rope for branding calves, he was a mighty man. At drawing his two shillelaghs now, the fastest in the land. Could have been a sad mistake, me boy, to reach for a 44. Before you could get the hammer cocked, he'd have you on the floor.
Oh, yippee-ki-yi-yo, me bucko.
Oh, big order and yippee-ki-yo.
To Shillelagh O'Sullivan, he'd give any man a go.
Did you know now that O'Sullivan played the Irish harp?
No!
Oh, sure, and he did. He put 75 strings on his two shillelaghs. He stretched them out 24 feet, and he had four leprechauns dance on them to make the music.
Oh, the wonder of it!
Oh, sure, and he would charm the coyotes out of the hills. Across the range from morning till night, he rode for days and days, a fixing fences here and there and a picking up the strays. A cattle spread he really built, as big as Ireland, where he could range a million head and a shamrock be his friend.
Oh, yippee-ki-yi-yo, me pucko.
Oh, they got it in yippee-ki-yo.
To Shillelagh O'Sullivan, he'd give any man a bite of his lip, the back of his hand, the toe of his shoe to boot. Oh, to Shillelagh O'Sullivan.
Now, if you're ever riding through the sagebrush wilderness, then you suddenly come upon acres and acres of shamrocks, sprinkled with stardust, well, you'll be after knowing that you've just arrived at the O'Sullivan spread, known as the Lazy Leprechaun. Stop in, won't you? Sure, then they'll give you a belt of Bushmills.
Well, there's just about time here for another song. The lovely Irish ballad entitled Galway Bay.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over clatter and watch the barefoot gossoons at their play. Just to hear again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadows making hay, and to sit beside a turf fire in the cabin and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. The breeze is blowing o'er the seas from Ireland, are perfumed by the heather as they blow, and the women in the upland digging praties speak a language that the strangers do not know. For the strangers came and tried to teach us their ways. They scorned us just for being what we are. But they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from the stars. And if there's going to be a life hereafter, and faith, I'm sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
Folks, I'd like to say a few words about Radio Free Europe and the wonderful job this independent American enterprise is doing in the interests of world peace. Radio Free Europe broadcasts news from the free world to those countries which are sealed off behind the Iron Curtain. The communists have taken away their liberties, but not their love for freedom. And not their yearning for news of what really goes on in their own countries and the world outside. Radio Free Europe answers this yearning. It gives them something to hope for, strengthens their courage. Now we can help them as individuals by mailing our truth dollars for Radio Free Europe to Crusade for Freedom, care of your local postmaster.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Good night. Thanks very much.
This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight to you all and reminding you that Bing Crosby can be heard Monday through Friday, transcribed from Hollywood.
In this season of Easter and Passover, the religious faiths in America, Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish, remember that much of the world has not enjoyed our peace and prosperity. Work of relief and rehabilitation, conducted without question as to race, color, or creed, touches the lives of millions of unfortunates and gives them renewed hope and faith. Your contribution is needed to continue this necessary work. During the coming month, respond generously to the overseas relief appeals of the religious faiths in America. Listen while you work every weekday, too, on the CBS Radio Network.